Good evening, everyone. I call the city council meeting for April 4th, 2022to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Here.
Eight present.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. At this time, I'd like to call on Councilman Lattiser, who's going to introduce our special guests who are going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And then after the Pledge of Allegiance, we'll have a small presentation. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So this evening, we're here to welcome our five members of the Scouts that are with us tonight. They're leaders as well. And if you could lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and once you've completed that, we'll go over to the presentations. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And our rockets red glare, the balls bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the hope of the brave?
Thank you very much, Councilman Lattiser.
Perfect. Well, welcome to the City Council chambers. It's really a pleasure to have you here. And I owe you guys an apology because I was unable to make your ceremonies where you crossed over. I think in the 10 years that I've been on the council, it's the first event that I was not able to attend. So I wanted to publicly give you an apology for not being there. But I'm particularly excited that you're all here tonight, and so well-deserved. Scouting is such an important part of who we are as a city, who we are as a state, and who we are as a country. The skills that you learn in scouting, not everyone maybe recognizes to the level of those skills that you attain, from leadership to communication, to working together as a team, team efforts, to all of those things that you do leading up to hopefully someday when you get to that epitome of position, which is Eagle Scout. I've had the pleasure of attending numerous Eagle Scout ceremonies, and it's truly an honor, and it's certainly something that I hope you all keep in mind as a goal as you continue to accomplish and receive all your merit badges. So kudos to all of you, to your scout leaders, to your parents, to your families, and everyone that has supported you to get to this position today. And thank you for what you bring to us as a city. I'm going to read these resolutions of congratulations into the record, and I'll list all of the individual names reading one. Thing you got to do when you get white hair and old is you need glasses to see. Bear 1 minute. It's okay to laugh at that. You know, that was all right. It's okay. Who said they're not old? Cheated? Nope. He threw you under the bus. You're a man. So we have resolution of congratulations. Resolve that, whereas the Boy Scouts of America is a vital force in the development of our youth through its many programs, which encourage the ability of its members to do things for themselves and especially for others. And whereas one of the major objectives in scouting is to develop citizenship through community involvement. And in addition to working for citizenship merit badges, scouts are encouraged to participate in community service projects. And whereas Jonathan Nadalillo, Abby Netsch, Alex Gemmer, Garrett Kinder, and Billy Mulcahy, and the City Council appreciates and recognizes the activities and contributions that you've all made to our community. Whereas, therefore, we recognize all of these individuals as worthy of this highest honor and encourage them to continue their commitments to excellence. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Mayor, the Warwick City Council, wish to congratulate all of you for this outstanding accomplishment and extend to each of you our deepest appreciation for all of your dedicated work and wishing you all the best in all of your future endeavors. The clerk has directed a copy of this resolution to each of you. This resolution takes effect upon passage. And once again, on behalf of the mayor, all of the administration, members of the City Council, and all of the residents here in the city of Warwick, congratulations on a job well done. Thank you very much. Patty, would you like to say a word or two? Sorry? Good. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Congratulations again. Next up is general communications. I do have two. First, just want to make a note. I know the mayor has been speaking about this. I know we are all dealing with it on garbage, the sanitation pickup. Please leave your bins out. If they didn't get it to it on your regular day, we will get to it. They are working extremely hard. I also want to note that you are allowed to put out your trash without putting out your recycling. So if you don't have a full recycling bin, you no longer have to put it out for your trash to be picked up. But please, thank you for your patience. As you know, we've purchased a number of new trucks. We're working on new shifts. We are trying our best to make sure that we get to your trash and recycling in a speedy and effective manner as possible. So please, if you're recycling or your trash is not picked up on your normal night, please leave it out and we will get to it the next day. And if it doesn't come to the next day, call your council person, call the administration, and we will send out a truck for you. The second note I just would like to mention is anybody that is having any difficulties paying heating bill or utilities bills. There's a number of programs that are out there. Rhode Island Housing has a program. and also right here in our backyard, West Bay Community Action also has a program that is available to Warwick residents. So if your income was affected by COVID on any level, there is a program that will help with your heating bills and your utilities. So please reach out to West Bay Community Action if you are need assistance in these two areas. At this time, are there other members of the council that would have anything under general communications? Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, Mr. President, I got two. The first one I got is just to notify the council and to let people know that this weekend is the Ocean State Grand National Tournament that we hold every year at the Crown Plaza. And just the Crown Plaza, I know we got other hotels too. We got over like 550 rooms booked already. So, that, you know, just to show the people that are coming that will be spending money in our stores, in our gas station, in our restaurants. So it's going to be a big weekend. So happy about that. The next one is a sad moment. I'd like to ask for a moment of silence when we get to it for Gary Koldevar. Gary Koldevar was one of our CSO officers. He was the president of the FOPA. He was vice president of the Citizens Police Academy and very active in the Norwood Association. He also was one of the people last year when we first started doing the Pledge of Allegiance. He did the Pledge of Allegiance for us. Gary passed away. His funeral was this morning. He was 62 years old. I'd like to ask for a moment of silence. He was a close friend.
Absolutely. If we can have a moment of silence, please. Thank you. Anyone else have anything under general communications? Councilman Gephardt.
I just wanted to make mention that Monday was 401 Gives Day, organized by United Way. Many Warwick-based nonprofits participated. The day as a whole, statewide, raised over $3 million. For 500 different organizations, but several of which, you know, the president mentioned West Bay Community Action participated, Warwick Center for the Arts, House of Hope, Vows. So there are a number of Warwick-based organizations represented, and it's a really, you know, strong commitment to nonprofit and to putting funds back into the community. So. I thought it was worth mentioning. Keep that on your calendar for next year. It's always a good day to give money to these organizations, because not only do you get the impact of your own funds, but throughout the day, various organizations like the Rhode Island Foundation or the Pepito Opportunity Connection will match funds. So you can really double or triple your impact for the dollars that you have to give. So I'd also say that any, you know, nonprofit community organization that hasn't participated before, it's very easy to get involved and get your name on here. It gives you more exposure for your organization. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gephardt. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also will be seeking and requesting a moment of silence for a Ward 3 resident, Gerald Sabatelli Sr. Mr. Sabatelli was a U.S. Army veteran, served 16 months in Germany in the late 60s. Immediately upon returning, he married his love, Patricia. Today would have been their 52nd wedding anniversary. They were the parents of three, Gerald Jr., Brenda, Jennifer, and he was the proud grandfather of five grandsons. One reason Mr. Sabatelli was the coach for many years with the Warwick Westside Little League. So once again, another legend, great man within, a great person within our city, who selfishly, like the guests, the adults with our guests and our guests here today, put service to others not just for his family, but for his community. So I respectfully ask for a moment of silence for Mr. Gerald Sabatelli Sr.
Absolutely. If we could have a moment of silence, please. Thank you. Anything else from council members under general communications? One added note from mine, West Bay not only to help you with your heating, your utilities, but also rent assistance. So if you're having trouble with your rent assistance, feel free to reach out to West Bay Community Action. Okay, at this time, I'm going to pause the council meeting. We need to return. We have one more committee this evening, which is the Ward Reappropriations Committee. So I ask that we pause the council meeting. We will return to committee meetings, and then after that, we'll return to the full council meeting. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I call the Ward Reappropriation Committee to order. It is now 7:21. I'm looking for a motion to the acceptance of the minutes for the March 15th meeting.
So moved.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next up, we have one item on the agenda this evening, and that is PCR 36-22, a resolution regarding reappropriation of the wards based upon a recent census. We do have the director of the Board of Canvassers here, and also our consultant who helped draft these new maps. And if you look on the website this evening, you can see Exhibit A lists the boundaries for all the different wards that was set before. This is the second public hearing on this, and this committee will make a recommendation to the full city council after that. So I'm going to ask the consultant to come in to the mic and introduce himself. I think we just want to go over kind of the basics, which wards needed to grow, which wards needed to shrink, and we'll open it up for questions.
Thank you, Council President. I do apologize. I am kind of have a fever and sore throat, so I think hopefully you're going to be able to hear me because I'm not going to be talking too loud. As I showed the council and the Board of Canvassers when the census data came out and once the state had drawn its House and Senate, it looked like there was a necessary change between Ward 3 and Ward 8. Ward 3, with the loss of the population south of the airport expansion, was underpopulated and did need to grow. And Ward 8 was overpopulated when we looked at all the population. This is, for wards, it is total population from the census. And I introduced that as a line that needed to be looked at to make a viable ward proposal. And we also looked at how the current ward lines meshed with the past state house and state senate lines. And then as representing some places where the ward lines would help out the Board of Canvassers and election day operations if they meshed by shifting a few blocks. And I also introduced how by making improvements in the census block boundaries, we were going to be able to do a better job of keeping neighborhoods whole within wards if we shifted some lines to account for new wards, such as at Weathersfield Commons. So we had some good meetings. We presented it to the public, and there was an article in the Warwick Beacon on it, and I look forward to being able to answer any specific questions about the plan.
Thank you very much, sir. You broke it down for us on which wards needed to kind of grow a little, which wards needed to shrink a little bit. We had a public hearing on this. The maps have been available. The information has been available to the public. I just want to make sure everyone knew that this is the second meeting on this. At this time, does the committee have any questions? Okay, does anyone on the council have any questions? Any members of the public have any questions? Any members of the public have any questions? Okay, hearing none, I'll take a recommendation.
So I'm not thrilled I'm losing spots. I understand it's actually the right thing to do, especially in regards to Weathersfield, now that we'll actually have equal representation rather than splitting it down the middle in an odd way. So I'll move to accept the report as presented and to pass the resolution.
That's favorable action. And I'll second that favorable action. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir, Director. That concludes the Ward Reappropriation Committee at 7:25. We will now go back to the full City Council meeting. All right, welcome back, everyone. We are now back into the full City Council meeting. If you're just joining us, we had a roll call. We've done the Pledge of Allegiance, which we had some outstanding guests that led us in that. We had general communications. So now we're moving on to A under on the first page of the agenda, acceptance of the minutes for the council meeting held on March 21st. Do I have a motion? Councilman Lattiser? Second by Councilman Howe and Councilman Foley. We can do a voice vote on that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the minutes passed. Next up is number one this evening is appointments requiring confirmation. Library Board of Trustees Committee Report Appointments.
Should I have abstained from that vote since I was not here?
The last one. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I should not have seconded it.
Oh, yeah, Councilman Howe also seconded it, so we're okay on that. And let the record show that Councilman Foley abstained on the last vote on the minutes. Okay, Councilman Gephardt for the committee report on the Library Board of Trustees.
On Ms. Johnson's appointment, the committee recommends favorable action.
I believe that's Ward 1 for action, Councilman Foley.
I ask for favorable action.
Second by Councilman Howe, Councilman Lattiser, Councilwoman Travis. Any questions on this appointee that was not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Yes. Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes. Appointment
passes. Appointment passes. Thank you very much. Number two this evening is the consent calendar, PCR 37-22, resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Gephardt, Councilman Lattiser. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 2022-392, radio infrastructure improvement. Bid 2022-310, purchase paratransit van. Bid 2022-080, workstations, laptops, tablets, printers, copiers, computer peripherals. Bid 2021-093, maintenance contract for Xerox multifunction copiers and HP LaserJet printers. Bid 2022-348, Stalker Dual SL Dual Zone Multidirectional K-Band Radar System. Bid 2022-342, OEM Motor Parts for Mercury Marine Motors. Bid 2022-338, rotary two-post auto lift. Bid 2022-344, purchase of 60 horsepower marine outboard motor. Bid 2022-357, maintenance contract for laptops and tablets. Bid 2022-185, less lethal shotgun ammunition. Bid 2022-393, structural collapse specialist training. Bid 2022-189, heating oil. Bid 2022-388, grinding services. Bid 2022-349, purchase Skyjack 26-foot electric scissor lift. Bid 2022-009, Bravo, spring repairs and related work. And bid 2022-397, labor for engine repair, R, Romeo Sierra 70. That concludes the consent calendar, Mr. President.
Thank you, Chairman Howe. Are there any questions from members of the council that were not asked during the Finance Committee earlier this evening? Okay. Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes. Consent passes.
Thank you. The consent calendar passes. Councilman Howe, I believe two items were removed from the consent calendar.
Yes, Mr. President. Item number one is formerly bid 2022-339, Fire Department Promotional Exams. That is now PCR 39-29, and that was hold until April 18th.
Okay, we will hold that to April 18th.
The second item, Mr. President, was formerly bid 2022-391, Repairs to Fire Utility 2. That is now PCR 40-22. It was motion to withdraw per request of the department.
Okay, so I need a motion a motion to withdraw this.
Oh,
Councilman Howe?
Move favorable action on motion to withdraw.
Second. Second by Councilman Lattiser, Councilwoman Travis, and Councilman Gephardt. Okay, so the motion is to withdraw. A favorable vote is to withdraw this bid. Okay. Any questions on that? Okay, the clerk will call a roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes to withdraw.
Thank you very much. The motion has been withdrawn. Next up, we're under unfinished business. First up is PCO 5-22. This is for second passage, committee report ordinance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCO 5-22.
Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Gephardt. Any questions on PCO 5-22 that were not asked during committee? Again, this is for second passage. Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. For second passage, motion passes. We're now moving on to new business. First up is PCR 158-21. This is committee report intergovernmental.
Committee, move this to the floor without a recommendation.
Okay, for being able to move this forward, we need a motion to for favorable action. We'll get a second, and then we will open it up for discussion. Councilman Lattiser, do you have a
move
motion?
Move favorable action on PCR 158-21.
Second by Councilman Gephardt. Okay, I do want to give the administration the ability to speak on this. I know the Chief of Staff is here. Chief, you may want to use that one.
If there are many arguments both in favor and in opposition to what is proposed in this resolution to the General Assembly. So on behalf of the administration, I just want to be very clear that the mayor does support increasing the term for the mayor's office from 2 years to 4 years. And the administration is also in favor of limiting that to 2 4-year terms. With respect to Warwick City Council members, the administration is in favor of limiting the term to 5 consecutive 2-year terms. I think this is, consistent with what some of the other communities in Rhode Island are doing. Cranston, for example, the mayor is term limited to consecutive terms. In Providence, we have also seen that mayor is term limited, and the council members in Cranston also have term limits. So I do think that there are, again, you'll hear a lot of arguments in favor and in opposition to both, and there definitely are, persuasive arguments to be made, but I want to be very clear that the mayor does believe that 4-year terms for the mayor's office is really important and something that this council should consider, and that term limits for council members to 5 consecutive 2-year terms also important for the council to consider.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate that. Are there any members of the council that would like to speak on this item? Councilman Snappy.
So I want to get this on the table so we can figure out if we want to actually do it or not. So I'll just move it now. I'd like to move to amend to change the terms for the council people to 4 years and to change the limitation from 5 consecutive 2-year terms to 3 consecutive 4-year terms.
Okay, so we're just going to do that one more time here so we can get the amendment. If you could just, we'll have Solicitor Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the council. As it was discussed in committee, and as we now see a motion to amend before us, we will have to review full documents. So if we can get a summary of the item first, as was just done by Councilman Sinapi, we would then look for a second on the proposal. We can discuss and go from there. And if there are subsequent amendments, we'll follow the same process. So just to be clear, Councilman Sinapi, the recommendation that you just had was to, in all appropriate places, amend the council term from being 2 years to be 4 years with limits of, was it 3 terms?
Yes, three consecutive four-year terms.
Okay, so is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Councilman Lattiser. Okay, any discussion on the amendment, Councilman Sinapi?
So the main reason is to bring this, have parity from the, for the mayor and for school committee. Part of it actually goes to what Councilman Ricks was saying as far as the power dynamics. I don't want a situation where the mayor can just kind of wait out council members and that way kind of switch the balance. Like, oh, look, a council I don't agree with, that's okay. I just have to wait 2 years and they're all gone anyway, or some of them anyway. And same with school committee. I want to make sure it's even across the board. I can't count the number of constituents that have expressed dismay or concern or just aggravation that the term limits, or that the terms rather, are only 2 years and that school committee is double. I also have lost track of the number that have expressed issue with no limitations. I mean, you need look no further than Congress to see why you need limitations. There's many reasons why it doesn't work, but one of the reasons is they can be there literally forever, or at least until they die in their chair. And it doesn't really work for me, especially the longer they're there, the worse they usually get. And for what we've seen in Warwick, at least with the prior administration, well, I say prior, many administrations ago at this point, when we had someone in there for too long in the executive seat, things started to fall by the wayside for one reason or another. And so I very much am a fan of the limitations, both from the perspective of mayor, but also for city council, because I don't want to enable or encourage people to stop being invested in the role in which they were elected to be. But I'm happy to discuss it and happy to see what everyone else's thoughts are on it.
Thank you. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think Councilman Sinapi has brought up a lot of very good points. And I agree with the Chief of Staff and the Mayor's position on the two concurrent terms for Mayor. I also agree with Councilman Sinapi and have been a proponent of this for quite some time to change the terms for the city council from 2 years to 4 years. The mayor makes a very good point with the rationale for the four-year terms, and I absolutely have that same feelings for 4 years on the city council. I'm going to take the liberty of speaking for all of us on my next comment with regard to the 2 year to 4 year. I remember when I first got elected, there was some discussion on this. I think it was in my first term, and there was a comment made that this person thought the election every 2 years was good because it gets you out there again in front of your constituents. I don't think there's any member on this city council that needs an election cycle to be out there with their constituents. The members of this council have been extremely hardworking in their wards, from attending just about every event that happens, as an example, in Councilwoman Travis's ward, to Councilman Ricks walking, I don't know, 100,000 steps in 2.5 days, you know, whatever it was. And all of us doing that, I know, speaking personally, I don't need an election cycle to motivate me to get out there and do what I need to do. I don't need campaign signs out there every 2 years. I don't need to be banging on people's doors every 2 years. I sure don't relish the thought of doing fundraisers to raise the funds that are necessary to campaign every 2 years. As a matter of fact, that's probably the least favorite part of my job, is having fundraisers. Unfortunately, because we have this election cycle every 2 years, that becomes an important part of what we do and how we do it. We all know how expensive it is to do the mailings. And to segue a bit with that, a lot of these mailings, I mean, let's be honest, a lot of them just end up in the trash. And it's just another item that has to be recycled. And it just creates a whole host of nuisances that I don't think the very people that go to the polls appreciate. I do believe that the majority of the people that I represent don't particularly relish the thought of the campaign cycle every 2 years. They do very much appreciate the fact that they know, at least a good portion of them know, who their council person is, because we are so actively involved in our community. Especially important to me with this 2-year to 4-year transition is I want to have all of the time possible to be able to engage with my constituents, to be able to chase down all of the things that they need to have taken care of, to be able to focus on getting the job done that they elected me to do. And that doesn't entail, in my opinion, it doesn't include having to be out there campaigning for 5 or 6 months every 2 years. I would rather spend my time during those 5 or 6 months fighting the fights that my constituents can't fight or don't know how to fight or don't have the time to fight, which is why they elected me to sit in that seat. The 3-term limit for the 4-year, I think it's appropriate. I didn't always feel that way. Truth be told, when this conversation came up early on in my career on the city council, there was some councilmen that made some very good points, such as Councilman Solomon, Councilman Marola, made very good points that we do have term limits. We're termed out every 2 years on the election cycle. There's some truth to that, certainly, and it did present an issue to me that I had to revisit. The first year in office, as you all know, we're consumed. We're totally consumed with the process. What's a PCO? What's a PCR? You know, how does all this work? How do the mechanisms work? Who are the department heads? Establishing your communication levels with all of the different department heads, with all the bargaining groups, et cetera, et cetera. This isn't something that is done very easily in your first or second year in office. It's not easily done in your first or second term in office. When we first get elected, you're super excited, you're super motivated, you have all of these plans and all of these goals that you want to accomplish. And it's not always possible to accomplish them in 2 years because, as we all know, government is an extremely burdensome process to get anything done. It just takes a lot of time. I am very happy to support this resolution, I'm sorry, this amendment to this resolution. And I certainly hope that this is something we'll be able to pass this evening in addition to the amendment, but also to the full resolution, so that at the end of 12 years on the city council, that's a long time to accomplish what it is that you need to accomplish. And it also will afford an opportunity for someone else to sit in this seat and take on the challenges that perhaps one reason or another you weren't able to do, you didn't have time to do, or you didn't want to do. It is very true that all of us sitting in this room today, we have absolutely turned to former Council President Solomon, Council President Marola, Councilman Gallucci, Council President Gallucci, to Councilwoman Travis. Absolutely. We have turned to them. That doesn't mean because there's a new person sitting in this seat of Ward 5 can't reach out to me for advice as I reached out to people that served here before and after I got here and before and after they were here. So for all of those reasons, I'm really excited about the possibility of changing this term thing from 2 to 4. The General Assembly, they're free to do whatever they please. We don't have any control over what the General Assembly does, nor should they control what we do. And I don't believe they make any attempts to do so. In Washington, they can change from 2-year to 4-year if they feel that's what they want to do. That doesn't mean because they have 2-year terms, it doesn't mean that it's right as we sit here in the city of Warwick. At this moment in time, it appears as though it's right for them. That doesn't preclude me from making the decision as to how I personally feel, and I personally would welcome the opportunity to have 4 years to do the work, the due diligence, the battles, and everything else that comes along with this position, as opposed to spending a year and 5 or 6 months and then having to go on the campaign trail and let some of these other things that are very, very important go by the wayside. So for all those reasons, Mr. President, members of the council, I am really happy to support this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, thank you. Ed said everything I wanted to say, but I can't hit him to keep him quiet. But the fact of the matter is 4 years would be so much better than 2 years. And the 2 years is so hard because, I mean, when you first come on, you're campaigning, you're all excited. That's all you have to do is campaign. You get into it, like you said, it's a learning experience. You start, look, before you know it, you just get in the nick of it. Now you got to campaign again. So it's just like nonstop. But, I mean, I never thought I would be here as long as I have. But if I haven't been out into the ward, my ward, in my the streets, in the, you know, the events that I was in, and even when I lost in Councilman Foley, those people come back and they said, you're coming back. And I was going to end it right there. But they all came out like in gangs. You're going to run again. You're going to run again. I said, no, I don't think so. Oh, no, you got to run again. And they were that happy with me that they wanted me to come back. And I felt kind of, well, I'll try. When I came back, I mean, they're there for me because I'm there for them. And as long as you do your work, you know, but I don't disagree with, you know, 4 years for 3 terms, fine. And then just tell everybody, sayonara, goodbye, it's time to go. And that's fine. But the 4 years is so important compared to the 2 years. But like Joe Solomon and Marola said, every 2 years, if they don't like you, they'll just get rid of you. That's your term limit right there. If you do your job, well, they'll put you back. But like, I have no problem with 4 years. I think that'd be great for anybody else, with new people coming in. I think it's good. And if the term limit is for 12 years, that's fine. Like I said, just goodbye. And that's, I think it's good. I wish the sponsor was here so he could say what he had to say, but thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Gephardt.
So, I'll speak specifically to the amendment at this point. You know, generally, I'm not opposed to term limits. When I think about some of the arguments for extending the term for the council, you know, parity with the mayor, parity with the school committee. You know, when you read through this resolution, it talks about how having term limits would, you know, create this rotation of, you know, new blood into the council and create more opportunities for more members of the community to get involved and to run for these seats. And I think that's all good. I personally am in more in favor of keeping 2-year terms for the council members. When you think about the difference between a race for the council and a race, say, for mayor or for school committee, they're very different in terms of their scope. You know, if you're an at-large school committee member, you're running a citywide campaign, which is an incredibly sizable endeavor compared to, you know, 1/9 of the city, which is what we all run for, and the same for the mayor. Or if you're even a district school committee member, you're running a race that's triple the size of ours. So if anything, I'd like to see those shorter terms or something. But the magnitude of what those other races entails is more significant, in my opinion. I like the opportunity to get out and you know, pushes you out into the community. We get limited participation in these meetings, but certainly by being out there in the community, you're having more conversations, you're getting more input, you're making sure that people know who you are and what you stand for and what you plan to work on in the next couple of years. The mayor has to build an administration. He's got to, he or she needs to hire the right people and put a plan together and start to work on a budget. We just asked for a 5-year financial plan. And so it certainly makes sense, you know, for somebody who's going to get the opportunity to put a plan in place to get 4 years to enact it. I don't see the need for this body to have longer terms. I think things are good with the length that they're at now. And I'm not opposed to limiting them to the number of consecutive terms. One just thing I'll mention is, like, you think about, you know, often people run for, you know, a city council or position like that because of something topical or something that they want to get done or something that's motivated them. Just look back at the beginning of this term that we're in right now and how different the world is and how different the city is and how much has changed. A lot changes over the course of 4 years. My opinion is that, 2 years is a good opportunity to get out there. I certainly don't think 2 years is enough to really, have your feet under you to really know everything. But I do think it's a good opportunity to get back out into the community, build more support, and come back and do more work if that's what the voters choose. So that's where I'm at.
Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. So I got to tell you, I think all my colleagues made some great points tonight. And I know that when Councilman McElroy first proposed it, I was really, kind of like, okay, yeah, fine. And then the more I thought about it, the more I talked to people. So I'm just going to speak from a personal, as an elected person, on the amendment of 4 years. I look at it from outside the walls of this chamber as a citizen. I like the two year set. I think Councilman Gebhardt put it in a great description when he goes, "You're representing 1/9 of the city." I get phone calls at all times. I'll go a week without a phone call, and then I'll get 7 phone calls in an hour. And it always happens when I'm, at work and I can't answer the phone, it seems, but I'll get 7 phone calls in 1 hour. And then, of course, I do my constituency. I get out there. I can actually say I've already received a phone call from a gentleman who currently is in Ward 9 and wanted to call and talk to me and let me know where he stood on a few things because he read in the newspaper that he was going to possibly go into Ward 3. So he called and found out. So personally, going to a, and conveniently, how nice that would be, a four-year term, you don't have to campaign. And I say this not disregarding what people have said, but for me as a citizen, this is not my life, this is not my career, this is not my, this is my service to my city. I prefer two-year terms. And I do believe what the councilwoman, the former council president, Travis said, which is the voters, if they don't like you, they'll get rid of you. And that's the best, that is democracy in a republic, smaller. That is the best description. It is the voters who will get rid of you. So I just want everyone to understand where I'm coming from is that we are 1/9 of a city, which was a great description, Councilman Gebhardt. We are out there every day getting the phone calls, sending the emails, making the requests. We are earning our keep, if you will. And in between there's the campaigning. And I'll be the first to say, can't like you, Councilman Lattiser, I the campaigning, the politics, the part of it, I'm not 100% a fan of. But like I have to point out also Councilman Ricks, who walked 100,000 miles and just to throw up at my door. No, he walked 500 miles and he'd walk 500 more. But he's out there knocking on the doors, meeting the people, talking to them, and that's what we do. And because we're such a small, because we're such, you know, we have the uniqueness of being a council and a public service of the people in a community. We're not in Washington. We don't fly out. We don't have to go to the state house. We stay in our community. We represent. We are literally a knock on the door. As a matter of fact, my recyclables, Mr. President, were picked up 2 days late. And one of my neighbors didn't get the memo, knocked on my door and said, hey, what's going on with the recyclables? And I said, oh, just give it until tomorrow. He said, oh, okay. Turned around, we talked for a bit. He left. I loved it. He's a neighbor of mine. No problem. That's what I like about this. And so I see it as the way that it works now. If I go to a four-year term, it would be convenient. But I do like the two-year term where I feel it keeps me, I don't want to say I wouldn't be engaged, but as a voter outside these chambers, I want my council person engaged. I want my council person to be vested and fully vested. So speaking just on the amendment, I would have to say that I would like to stick with the two-year term. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. Councilman Ricks.
Speaking just on the amendment, I'll save my comments for the rest of it for afterwards, but strictly on the amendment, it's my understanding that the amendment would have no change as to the mayor's term. I just want to make sure on that the amendment compared to the original proposed legislation would involve two 4-year terms for the mayor being possible before the term limit kicks in, and that is not changed by the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the council. In the time that we've had, I've been able to redline the amendment, and I can read what the new language proposed would look like if that's of interest to everyone. It's the same type of repetition for both the be it resolved clause, so I'll read specifically on lines 18 to 24 of page 2, which is the question that would appear on the ballot. The language would now read, for elective terms commencing January 2025, shall the term of office for mayor be increased from 2 to 4 years, with service as mayor limited to 2 consecutive 4-year terms, exclusive of service prior to January 25, and any partial term of less than 2 years, comma. So I'm going to pause there. No change to that front half. The next section is where the amendment would come into effect, and it would now read, and shall the term of office for service on the city council be increased from 2 to 4 years with a limit on service of 3 consecutive 4-year terms, exclusive of service prior to January 2025 and any partial terms of less than 2 years. So it would be changing the council provisions from the term being now 4 years instead of two, and a limit of three consecutive four-year terms exclusive of your prior service from when it goes into effect if ratified by the voters, as well as increasing the partial term standard to be half of the term of office. So that would be the amendment that is on the table that's been moved and seconded and debated.
Thank you. And let's see, was there any change or addition of language as to the school committee?
There is no, the school committee is not part of this resolution in any way, shape, or form.
Thank you. That's what I thought. And one other clarifying question as to the term limits. I notice in both the original language and the amended language that it refers to consecutive terms. Would that prevent someone from doing what, say, Councilman Gallucci did in serving non-consecutive terms over numerous decades?
Thank you. The language that was brought here by Councilman McElroy was a modified version of similar language that has passed in Cranston, as well as the amendment appears to model more of what is in place in Providence. The partial term or the non-consecutive feature is one that is consistent in those things. So that origination is because we've seen it done in other places. And so using the same structure that's been in place to say that the limit is on consecutive service exclusive of prior and partial terms is what has been accomplished in other jurisdictions in the state. And that's the, you know, the origin of the language.
Okay, so someone could take a break for a term and then seek re-election after that?
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, so that does make some sense to me. And let's see, I do, on balance, support the amendment because while I tend to support the two-year terms over the four-year terms, if we are having terms that are off-cycle, some of this was already stated by Councilman Lattiser that we don't want a situation where the mayor can, with serving a four-year term, can simply wait out a set of city council members for a couple of years until the new set comes in after the elections. But I'm also thinking that, well, the founding fathers, when they were setting the math, the terms for Congress and the presidency, they found that balance between the 2 years in the House, 4 years for the president, 6 years for the Senate, all as a matter of checks and balances. We learn about all of this back in elementary school, of course, but some of it is relevant here today because if we set up a system where the mayor has four-year terms and the council has two-year terms, then that not only raises the concerns that Councilman Lattiser raised, but also raises concerns as to the mayor having then greater ability to influence the election of city council members during those years that those half of election cycles that the mayor is not up for re-election, but the entire city council is. And that would tend to weaken the city council, the legislative branch, as to what I would say is our most important function, providing a check against the executive branch, which is far, far more powerful than the legislative branch here in the city of Warwick. So for those reasons, on balance, although I'm not particularly enthusiastic about this piece of legislation, as you can tell from my earlier remarks, I would be willing to support that amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? I have a few comments. I do not support the amendment. I believe the city council should be a two-year term. I think everyone made a lot of excellent points on this. I believe the legislative branch, just like at the State House, just like in Congress, every 2 years, I think it keeps you sharp, keeps you going. I also agree with the statement that we've always had term limits, because every time your name is on the ballot, you could be out. So my personal opinion, I support what was originally drafted, which is 2 year terms for 5 consecutive years. I would support term limits for city council. But I at this time, I do not support changing to a 4 year term for city council, which is what is being discussed right now on this amendment. So I believe everyone had a chance to speak on this. So why don't we have the clerk will call the roll. It's been moved, it's seconded. So this is on the amendment to change the term. It would be 4 year terms for the city council for 3 consecutive terms. Thank you. So the clerk will call the roll. So a yes vote is to support the amendment. A no vote is not to support the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
No.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
4-4.
So we have a 4-4 tie here. So the motion fails.
That's why we should have waited for the sponsor.
Okay. Is there any other amendments anyone would like to make at this time? Or we also have that option if Councilwoman Travis, we have that option as well. We could always hold and wait until we have full body.
Yeah, we could hold. I think we should. I think the sponsor should have been here. You know, I mean, if you don't feel good, that's fine. But he should have been here to present it, to give his thought on it. I think we should hold it. I just want to add that I did all my time on 2 years, okay? All of them. The point I was trying to get over was it also took me 20 years to get my little danger bridge fixed, because for a lot of reasons, but the determination, it finally got done, and with the city helping and everything. But that was my point. You have 4 years to get a lot more stuff done. Sure, you're going to still be dealing with your constituents. But I did get here with the 2 years, every 2 years, okay? But I think we should make a motion to hold.
So Councilwoman Travis has a motion to hold. Do you have a date? Next meeting? Next meeting?
Second
by Councilman Lattiser. Councilman Foley?
Second.
Second by Councilman Foley. We'll do a roll call vote on that, since we had a lot of discussion. Any questions or comments on the motion? Councilman Howe?
Just for the record, Mr. President, I would like to say that Councilman McElroy did say he wouldn't mind seeing this discussed this evening and put forward to the body. So I just wanted to put that on record. I agree. He could be here, but he said he didn't mind it being discussed and put forward. Thank you.
Yes, and we won't give up any HIPAA things, but it was nothing under the control of Councilman McElroy, who found out this morning that he couldn't attend. So I just also want to say that. Councilman Foley.
I wanted to state that if this was an absence like mine, where I was out of state, that would be different, but he's sick and physically cannot be here. I think out of deference to him, that is why I made the second to hold till he's here, especially when it's a deciding vote one way or another on his resolution.
So the motion is to hold until the April 18th. The clerk will call the roll. Favorable action would be to hold this.
Ms. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes to hold.
Thank you. The motion will be held until the next meeting. Next up on the agenda this evening is PCR 36-22. This was a resolution regarding the reappointment of the wards based upon the recent census. If Councilman Sinapi, as a committee man, can you make a recommendation on that?
The committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi?
I move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments on this proposal this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Yes, motion passes.
Thank you, the motion passes. Okay, at this time, we are going to go into executive session. Solicitor Walsh is going to walk us through how we do that. But for the members of the public that are here and members of the public that are watching at home, we are going to go into executive session where we're going to leave this council chambers. We're going to go downstairs to a meeting room where we are going to discuss two items that are in executive session. Then we will come back into the general meeting and the solicitor will walk us through coming back. So if you're watching at home live, the council meeting is not over. We're just moving into executive session and Solicitor Walsh will lay that out, the process.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first thing we would need is a motion to convene into executive session pursuant to Rhode Island General Laws, Section 4246-5A2, regarding pending and potential litigation, those items being national opioid litigation and another item on Guess? Inc. So we would need a motion and a second and a roll call vote to proceed into executive session accordingly.
Councilman Lattiser wants to make the motion to move to executive session, second by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Gephardt. Okay, any questions to move into executive session? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll to move into executive session.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Yes to move to executive.
Thank you. We are now in executive session and we will return once that is completed. Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to have the solicitor, Mr. Walsh, lead us back into session.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the council. We are now back in open session. The only vote taken during the closed session was a motion to return to open session, which was passed unanimously with one absent and one was recused at that moment, and the record, the clerk has that information. And so the first action we would need to take is a motion to seal the executive session minutes.
Councilwoman Travis. Second by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Gephardt. Any questions on that motion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll to close the minutes.
McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
You were there for one portion of the meeting, and as such, this is an action on sealing the minutes, not on the merits of any item under debate, but if you wish to abstain, it's an option.
Can abstain? Is that it?
Yeah.
And Ms. Travis? Seven yes, one abstention.
Okay, the motion passes.
So we're back in council. We're back in council now, and I think we're
okay. Yes. So we are back in the full council meeting now. We are under executive communications. There are no other executive communications. So next up, I'm going to ask the council if they would like to consider something under unanimous consent. So this would be PCR 38-22, a resolution authorizing the mayor by and through the Warwick Retirement Board to enter into a contingency fee legal retainer for an investigation and possible litigation regarding the breach of judiciary duties by Guess Inc. Is there any objection to hearing this item at this time under unanimous consent?
No, that's a roll call vote.
We're going to do a roll call vote on that. So if the clerk will call the roll for
do I have to have a motion in a second?
Okay, for unanimous consent, the clerk will call the roll to hear this at this time under unanimous consent.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes, yes, under unanimous.
Okay, we can now hear this item under unanimous consent. Councilwoman Travis, would you like to move PCR 38-22 for us? A second by Councilman Lattiser and Councilman Howe and Councilman Foley. Any questions or discussion on PCR 38-22 from city for council members? Any questions or comments from the members of the public on PCR 38-22? Any questions from members of the public? Okay. Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on PCR 38-22.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes, motion passes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Ward 1, anything under unanimous consent to docket? Ward 2. Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Under unanimous consent?
Unanimous consent.
No.
Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8.
Pass.
Ward 9.
Pass.
Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business as this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
All those in favor of moving a docket session?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Ward 1, anything to docket this evening? Ward 2. Ward 3.
Yes, Mr. President. A resolution requesting the City of Warwick support the installation of the Lusso American Veterans Monument at the Rhode Island Veterans Memorial Cemetery.
Intergovernmental.
Thank you.
Ward 4. Ward 5, anything to docket?
Yes, I have one, an ordinance. It's an ordinance in regard to no parking one side of the road from Crawford down to the end of Narragansett Bay Avenue to the water access point, and it is accompanied by a traffic study.
Ordinance Committee. Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7, I have one, and happy to take on any co-sponsors. It's a resolution, tentative title, a resolution to the General Assembly requesting additional FY 2023 state budget appropriations for libraries. This has been a request from our library, as it affects the more state money that comes in, the more programs that they can do. So are there any, I would like to docket that first, and we'll see if I can get any co-sponsors. Looks like we got around the horn co-sponsors.
Yes, sir.
On that, and intergovernmental will place that. Thank you to my colleagues for joining. Ward 8, anything to docket?
Just one, resolution requesting the General Assembly switch to market-based valuations.
Intergovernmental. Ward 9.
Pass.
And no more business before the City Council. Everybody have a great evening.